Welcome to Physics with Matt, the podcast where we break down complex ideas into simple and fun concepts. I'm your host, Matt, and today we'll explore Newton's three laws of motion using fascinating examples from NASA and the International Space Station. By the end of this episode, you'll have a new appreciation for how these laws make everything from airplanes to rockets work. Let's dive in with Newton's first law, also called the law of inertia. It states that an object at rest stays at rest, and an object in motion stays in motion, unless acted upon by an outside force. So imagine you're in a spaceship, cruising through the vast emptiness of space at 10,000 miles an hour. With no air resistance or gravity to slow you down, you'll keep moving at the same speed forever. Unless, of course, something like a planet's gravity pulls you in. That's pretty cool, right? Well, here on Earth, we see this principle in everyday life. For example, when you're driving and slam on the brakes, your body keeps moving forward until the seatbelt, which is a force, stops you. This is what inertia is. It's at work. On the International Space Station, we see it in action during a reboost maneuver. Astronaut Jeff Williams demonstrated this using a camera. When the station's engines fire, creating an external force on the space station, the camera, previously floating in place, begins to move. Actually, the space station is the one moving, while the camera continues to sit at its original resting position, because no force is acting on the camera. This is possible because the camera is not physically attached to the space station, so without the force of the reboost, the space station and camera would continue to stay at rest. This is essentially Newton's first law in action. Now, on to Newton's second law. This law states that force equals mass times acceleration, or F equals ma. Simply put, the more mass an object has, the more force you need to accelerate it. Astronaut Randy Bresnik demonstrated this brilliantly on the International Space Station using a stick of chapstick, a toy spaceship, and a heavier object. The chapstick, you know, it's very light. It accelerated quickly with a small force. The toy spaceship, which was heavier, it moved slower under the same force. And this relationship is why rockets need enormous engines to propel their massive weight into space. So you could imagine that the heavier object, when it was applied with the same force, it moved even slower. Here's another example. Fighter pilots experience extreme g-forces during sharp turns. As their acceleration increases, the force on their body also increases, making them feel much heavier. That's why they have to wear special g-suits to prevent blackouts, due to the force moving their blood down from their brain. So, whether it's launching a rocket or pulling g's in a jet, F equals ma explains it all. And finally, we have Newton's third law. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Think of a balloon. When it's full of air and you let it go, air rushes out, and the balloon flies in the opposite direction. On the International Space Station, we're shown how pushing against an object causes both the object and the astronaut to move in opposite directions. This principle powers rockets. When a rocket expels gas out of its engines, the force pushes the rocket forward. Even airplanes rely on this law. The thrust from their engines pushes air backward, and in turn, the plane is propelled forward. Combined with the lift from their wings, airplanes can soar through the sky this way. So there you have it. Newton's three laws of motion in action. From inertia keeping us in motion, to the force-mass-acceleration connection, to rockets blasting off using action and reaction, These laws are the foundation of modern physics and engineering. Thanks to NASA's amazing demonstrations about the International Space Station, we can see these principles at work in ways that are out of this world, quite literally. Thanks for listening to Physics with Matt. Until next time, keep exploring the universe one law of motion at a time.